This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. It is Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, not Genesis 8. My brain copy editor. I think I'm becoming an artificial intelligence copy editor. And every once in a while I hallucinate. So it's Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, the first time mankind left the orbit of Earth and traveled to another planet. There'll be many more to follow. Right now we're going to follow one of my favorite robots out there, Voyager 1. Where is it, Bob, and what's the issue?
Before I talk about Voyager, I just want to mention to your readers, that your listeners, that the fundraiser for my website is still going on, and if you donate $200, you get a free autographed paperback of Genesis, and if you do $250, you get a free autographed a copy of Genesis Podback. So that's one of the reasons we bring it up, and it, you know, it, we're getting to Christmas time, and that is the Christmas mission of all time. And so I want your readers to know
Genesis, the story of Apollo 8 is the formal title.
Yes, that's right.
Now we're off to Voyager. Where is it?
Yes, Voyager, the Star Trek villain of one of their episodes, but it isn't really. Voyager 1, about a month ago, it had shut down. There was a communications issue. And in fact, the Voyager 1 did something very special. Maybe V'ger's coming to life, John. It had a problem with its main communication antenna and the frequency it normally broadcasts on. So it automatically went to a different frequency that they had not used since the 80s, since 1981, because it's a much weaker frequency and they're so far away. They want to use the stronger transmitter and antenna. But that there was a problem with it. So the Voyager 1 went to the weaker old one. And on the ground here, it took a little bit of time to figure out what was wrong. They didn't get any signal at the X-band frequency they expected. And there was some detective work done by several ground controllers in the antenna business to find the signal at the S-band frequency that hadn't been used since 1981, more than 40 years ago. And so I actually want to compliment those engineers, because nobody's alive probably at an antenna that worked with this, and so to find it was really good. But they found it, and they were able to then send up signals and get data, and they were able to figure out what the problem was, and they've now reactivated the X-band transmitter and resumed collecting data for the week of November, beginning of the week of November 18th. And so at this moment, the spacecraft is still operating. We have to remember that the lifespan of both Voyagers 1 and 2 outside the solar system right now, beyond the heliosphere at least, their lifespan is still limited. Their energy, nuclear energy sources are going to run out sometime in the next 2 years or so. And that means, and the engineers here are just trying to keep them alive for as long as possible to gather data, but mostly as an engineering exercise for future interstellar travel, John. And I think that's cool.
Now, are Voyagers the ones that have the plate that has a drawing of mankind on it and other clues?
Yes. The golden record, you know, it's got the drawings of people and our solar system on the outside, and on it, it's got lots of, you know, cultural things about the human race from the 70s. So it's a time machine for us as well, you know.
Oh, they'll be frightened of disco, Bob, when they...
Yes, right.
Okay, new stars from old stars. What's happened?
Yeah, this is a beautiful image that I posted on Behind the Blacks on the Hubble Space Telescope. It had been posted by the PR team, but, you know, it's a great image of a spiral galaxy looked at face on. And this particular spiral galaxy is kind of cool because it has a lot of star-forming regions, as indicated by the pink areas. And it's got a lot of very massive stars that are the blue dots. Every one of those blue dots could become a supernova down the road. And in fact, there was a supernova in this galaxy back in 1999. And this is part of a study of star formation in galaxies. That's why they took the picture. It just tells you this is a galaxy to look at because there's going to be supernovas down the road, John. There's lots of blue dots there. And there's a lot of star formation going on. And so it's just the old stars, that's the ones that go supernova, are the ones that produce the new stars because of the impact from the explosion causes condensation and the stars to form.
To the surface of Mars, Bob is picking out images that cannot easily be explained.
This is a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter image that I picked up last week and posted. I called it Strange Mesas in the Glacier Country of Mars. Mid-latitudes of Mars, there are a lot of glaciers. Practically every image you look at on the ground has glacial features. Mars is not a dry planet. It's more like Antarctica with icebergs, ice everywhere, above 30 degrees latitude in both north and south. And so these are strange mesas that are inside craters, essentially, but they're not impact craters. This has to do with sublimation of that ice, the near-surface ice here, going away and revealing older mesas with terraced platforms that are very, you know, layered. It's very interesting, John, but quite inexplicable. We are looking at ice interacting with geology and bedrock to form formations you would not see anywhere on Earth at all.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.